Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey, everybody, it's Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2016. I've got some brand new prophetic words for the month of March and some for April, and later we're going to do a live Q&A. You can chat in to the, if you're watching this live, you can chat in your Q&A. Pam is in the chat room tonight also. It's Pam's birthday. Happy birthday to Pam. And we're going to get going right now. God, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you that this word's going to go out to the internet and that you're going to use this tonight to really just impact people, open things up. Doors going to open that no one can close. What's going to happen in March? So God, we ask that you would open that right now to those who are listening live, to those who are listening to the podcast on iTunes and also to the replay. And no matter what time, God's outside of time, these words will stand forever, says the Lord. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go to my website, DougAddison.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, or Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. My daily prophetic words, are you getting them yet? Because you can find them, hashtag daily prophetic, or you can get them right on your email. That's what I do. Yeah, they speak to me as well. You can get it delivered right to your email by going to my website, DougAddison.com. Sign up for the daily prophetic word. Also, while you're there, download my free ebook. You'll see it right on the front page. It's How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. We're getting some really great feedback on that, and it's for free. So yeah, really excited for what God's doing. And March is going to be a breakthrough month, and it's going to be the start of God releasing marching orders for people. That's what I heard. Lots of shifting, lots of changing will happen. We're going to see a sudden acceleration of favor, sudden advancements. Expect doors to start opening quickly, things that have not been opened in the past. Expect to see a lot of movement happen as God is realigning you to operate at higher levels than you never have in the past. You know the old saying, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb? It's going to be reversed. March is actually going to go out like a lion. More power as the wind of change, not the winds of change, the wind of change is going to come in April. It got to blow things into place that we need. We're going to start to see things in a new way. They may look different. They may look small at first, but the result's going to be great as it unfolds throughout the year. So don't despise small beginnings. Because it's going to build steadily over time over the next few months. I got a prophetic word about March 9th, the breakthrough. It was last September during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I received two major prophetic words that I've been talking about. They've been on my blog. If you haven't heard me talk about them, you can look them up on my website. But two major prophetic words that are now unfolding this month. We've been waiting. Waiting for these words to really open up. So God spoke to me that we are all walking through a pruning time similar to John 15, where pruning is when God begins to reveal and remove things in our life that are no longer effective for the present time. The result's going to bring us greater spiritual authority, allow us to operate with greater anointing, and the most of all, the deeper intimacy for many of us. I know that I have been getting it. I've been getting hit already with that deeper intimacy. And it's going to be a time, really, right now, is to embrace those changes, embrace that pruning that God's bringing to us. It's not punishment, really. It's to get you ready for this next thing that's going to start happening over the next few weeks. So I've been going through a time of deeper repentance and cutting off things as God reveals them. Boy, it's almost like a full-time job. I've been getting up every morning very early as God reveals more. There's been some hidden things and things that were beneath the surface that the enemy had hid that were stopping us, stopping me. I've been getting breakthroughs with that, so I expect you to see the same. Over the past month, it's been happening more and more, but you know what? The result's going to be amazing. That was the first word. The second prophetic word that I released last September, and it's starting to happen right now, is I just call it a countdown. You know, it's a countdown to lift off in March. Last year at Yom Kippur, September 23rd, 2015, I got a prophetic timetable based on the number 24. Now, I released this in my book, the 2016 Prophetic Forecast. It's also on my blog. You can just go to the internet, Google Doug Addison and 24, the number 24 will probably come up, or, you know, anything along those lines. You'll be to see this word if you're not up on it yet. Many people are going through a major change over the next 24 weeks from September 23rd of last year. And that actually brings us to March 9th, 2016, which is next week. God also spoke to me that in the U.S., when we this has happened all over the world, but when we set the clocks forward in the U.S., things are going to spring forward or begin to accelerate in the spiritual realm. The date for that's March 13th. So watch for the first 2 weeks of March to see some radical things start to happen. And we're going to see sudden 24-hour turnarounds happening over the next 24 months, the next 2 years, as God is revealing more and more to us. It's almost like the Joseph situation in Genesis chapter 41, where within 24 hours, now he was prepared for this, but within 24 hours he became from in prison. He went from prison to second in command of all of Egypt, and he was prepared. So the hidden ones are going to come out in the next. It's just going to start happening. Those who have felt like you've missed it, you've been on the backside of the desert, but the Lord right now is God is revealing hooks and limitations that have been that have been there by the enemy that we haven't seen yet, or that we have overlooked or whatever. But as part of the pruning process, you know, God's revealing these places that the enemy's gotten covert hooks in us. And some of these attacks have been hidden, but others are we've known about. But you're going to get new power to bring those, into completion, to cut those things off. So it's important. Listen, it's important to respond when God reveals something. Begin to ask God to show you what the enemy does not want you to see. That's my prayer strategy every single day, and I take communion. And in order to operate effectively in this new season that we're now in the March 4th season, we're going to move forward like March 4th, we will need to fix a few things. And one is our understanding of what is possible. With God, all things are possible, but we tend to limit God to our own understanding, our experiences, or even our own theologies. But it's time to let God out of the box of our own understanding. And God says, prepare to be stretched for what's happening right now. One thing that God is doing right now is sending out invitations in the spiritual realm. He's sending out invitations to be part of this new movement that's happening right now. There's going to be two moves of God. One is to renew and refresh the church, because we've been in a dry bones time, been hearing Ezekiel 37, dry bones, are going to start coming together this year. March and April, we're going to start seeing the renewal of these things. And the second move of God is for people outside of the church that I call the spiritual outcasts. I've been prophesying this for several years now. But these spiritual invitations are going out, and God's going to begin to move in people's lives, particularly those who have lost hope, those who have been in that hidden season, those who have been rejected or even wounded by Christianity. In order to do this, God is releasing new keys to allow us to cross over into a new season. Let me tell you a fishing story. That's the prophetic word I got for this month. It's in Luke chapter 5. You know, Jesus enters the boat of Peter, James, and John. They were all there. He instructed them to do a few things. And he entered their boat first, and then he instructed them to put out to deep water and let down their nets. And when they did this, they caught so many fish that the nets broke. And they had to signal for help from another boat. They caught so many fish that the boats nearly sank. So fish often are symbolic of people in need, people spiritually, because they're in water. Water can represent the spirit or the kingdom of God. And indeed, this early church in the book of Acts experienced this very thing that Jesus did. It was the equivalent of being in deep water for the disciples. You know, they were stretched. Their opening of understanding got taken, because in Acts 10, they were used to, you know, after Jesus went back to heaven, they were used to operating in a certain way, that the salvation came to the Jewish people. But God rocked their boat again in Acts 10, and he went into deep water with them, and Peter had a radical experience, a spiritual experience, in which the salvation was then opened up to people outside of the Jewish nation, which was called Gentiles. But they thought those people were an abomination. That's what's going on right now. God showed me this, that just like Luke 5 was a prophetic parable, of what Jesus was calling them to do, it's also a prophetic parable of what he's calling us to do. And this is the best way I can see it. I've been just hearing this all month about the fishing and about the net. But there's also another fishing encounter that Peter and a few of his disciples had with Jesus in John 21. During this time, Jesus had been crucified, and he had risen from the dead, and he'd appeared around over a period of 50 days. But during the John 21 encounter with Peter, James, and John, Jesus was standing on the shore, and he called out to them, you know, "Haven't you any fish?" Same thing. "We fished all night." And he says, "Put down your nets." But this time he said this. Listen, this is so important. He said, "Cast your nets on the other side of the boat." And again, they caught such a large number of fish. It was unbelievable. And at that point, this time, unlike Luke 5, the nets did not break, because they were more prepared. More things had happened. This prophetic message in John 21 is what God is saying to us right now. He says, cast your net, or your opportunity, on the other side, on the opposite place where everyone is looking right now. It's not just for, you know, people or you know, that type of thing. This is also for opportunities in the kingdom. It's opposite of what you might think. So also in John 21, Peter had previously denied the Lord three times. So he had really messed up. But this was his encounter when he was totally restored to his kingdom calling. So many people that are listening to me right now feel like they've either messed up, they've missed it, or you've been in a hidden, forgotten season. But what's going to happen to you is very similar to John 21. God is calling us now to go out and to get ready for this. Now let's go back to Luke 5 for a minute. I want to go deeper with this. God's calling us to mend the holes in our nets, because in Luke 5 they caught so many fish, but the nets were breaking. So holes in our net can be our own misunderstandings, our own theologies, our own understanding of our limitations, basically, that have actually prevented people from coming into the kingdom, or preventing us from getting a kingdom strategy for something in order to draw people, to God's love and acceptance. So God is also going to call us back to, quote, net work, because they had to call two boats over. Read Luke 5 and John 21. They had to call another boat over to network, because that's what's about to happen, that there's going to be such a large harvest, it's going to not be able to be done by one group. So immediate after the large fish encounter, Jesus asked them to let down their nets, or to lay down their nets and follow him. This is a sacrifice that God is calling people to do right now. And this is part of the message I have. It's in my little book called Divine Alliances, in which strategic partnerships are beginning to form, strategic marriages, ministries, business partnerships are coming together. This is happening right now, where that will require someone to lay down their agenda. You know, this happened to Linda and I. We launched Enlight Connection in 2001. But immediately that year, we laid down our own agenda, or our net, so to speak, to go work with John Paul Jackson Streams Ministries for a couple years. And what happened was we got a greater impact than we could have ever done had we done alone. Well, this is a time, again, we're going to see people that are being called to lay down their own and go help others who are on the cutting edge or doing things. And it'll be a sacrifice, but you'll be repaid. Like, oh my goodness, what happened to us was a huge repayment. And it would take years to accomplish what we did in a short period of time. And this is what God's doing right now. So watch for these things to happen right now. Hooks that the enemy has placed are being revealed. We need to mend the nets or the holes in our own understanding or theologies that are keeping people from experiencing God's love. We need to listen to God as He's calling us into deep water. These are experiences that are outside of our comfort zone. We will need to try to do things different than we have in the past. Cast your nets on the other side of the boat, so to speak. And many people are being called right now to lay down what you're doing and actually network with someone else. Not everyone, but there are people out there. It won't make sense, but we all can't do this alone. We got to do this together. So God wants to open a new strategy, but we must let go of the old. And it will take us. I mean, we were going to really have to let go of things to get the radical changes and to get those radical connections we need. So this might be something that God had called you. Listen, I've been talking to people. God may have called you to something in the past season, but it's no longer working. And some people have been holding on to possessions, properties, even mindsets or belonging to a group that's causing losses in your life, either losses of money or loss of emotional peace. But this is the time that God's calling you, calling many people, and pray about this, that it's you, to stop the hemorrhaging in your life and to move along now and realign for this new season. I honestly talked to hundreds of people. If your finances are hemorrhaging over businesses or purchases or possessions, then you might want to let them go. Pray about it, but you might want to let them go because we are moving into a season of restoration, and the thief is being caught right now, and he has to repay. But we've got to realign ourselves, and we have to align or realign ourselves for that season of restoration for the things that were lost. If you're still losing money, emotional energy from things that God had previously called you to do, then I want you to pray about making a move out of that. I've had to do that. And as you cut ties to the past, God can then bring these new things to you in greater ways. Don't worry about thinking logically right now, because what's happening right now is happening in the spirit. It's similar to Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Well, my story is I had a business that I felt God really strongly, that God called me to start back in 2010. I can hear God's voice. I knew it was Him. And, you know, it never took off. We lost a lot of money. I'm not sure why this happened until I started talking to others and hearing hundreds of stories of people everywhere with something similar right around that time, 2007, 8, 2010, 11, and 12. Those types of those times, things seem to change and shift around. You know what? I don't know, but we're all in a season right now. We were then of heavy opposition of the enemy. I don't know why it happened. I don't know why I heard God, but it changed. Maybe it was His intention, but things changed. Because sometimes, even with prophetic words that other people can say no, spiritual warfare, poor decision-making on our own part can cause things to be no longer effective or void. We are in one of those times right now. So here's what I did about a year ago. I closed that business. It freed things up spiritually. Didn't make sense. Lost money, but it freed things up in the spirit, and a new strategy got released to us because we were willing to give up things that were no longer working. We were able to move then into this new season. And letting go is not easy, though. Over the past few years, I've had to let go of some things that have been very, very dear to me. Some of them I actually had an emotional connection to, and it caused it even to be more hard to hear God clearly. I had a style of doing ministry and actually operating that was preventing me from actually moving into the season that I'm in right now to operate more freely at the next level. I had to do some things. God had been trying actually to get me to change for a while my approach and my ministry style, but I had, you know, it took a major shift because what I'm doing right now, he wanted to position me so that I could do the things that I do right now. I minister to the arts and entertainment and media industries in Los Angeles where I live. It took a big step of faith for us to move where we move, where God spoke to us to move. But you know what's happening right now? Now I'm repositioned because I let go of those things and I'm repositioned now to prophesy and actually pray. I actually have producers and things behind the scene, people getting me to pray and prophesy movies that are going to be develop kingdom strategies and things like that. Now, I don't ever say anything because, you know, they would never trust me. But I'm doing it. But I had to do these things. I may have delayed my promotion had I not given up the past. I'm only telling you this because I want you to get in on this new season. I also spent 11 years speaking at conferences and traveling all over the world. Now, that was what was hard for me to give up. I love it. I love influencing crowds. I love being under the anointing and all that. But you know what? I was in over 150 meetings a year for over 11 years. I never missed a flight. I missed a connection. I never missed a flight. They only lost my bag twice, and it was a prophetic word for the place I was going. I had so much grace, and God began calling me, though, to influence more people with less effort, with less energy, with less cost using the internet. But it was really hard for me to change, and I'm so glad I did because God gave me the new strategy a couple years ago. And that allows me now to give my prophetic words and do training without as much travel. Now, people tell me, oh, we need you, and I still love the live events, believe me. But I'm being called, and I think a lot more people out there are being called to influence the world through the internet. Here's how it happened. Let me just tell you the story. I don't know if I've ever told this story. I'm not sure. In 2007, Prophet Bob Jones called me on the telephone and shared a vision that God had given him about me. And he saw all kinds of computers that were connected with wires. And what he was seeing was the internet, but he didn't realize, he didn't have the words for it. So Bob said that the enemy was using these computers and these wires for evil. Then an angel came in and gave me a silver hacksaw in which I began to cut into those wires. And I started to short circuit the plan of the enemy. And I started putting in the glory of God instead. Now, here's what happened. I have a high-tech background for sure, but I did my best to activate that back then. And so in 2008, I started the very first Spirit Connection webcast, the webinars. And I've been doing these for now since 2008. That's been 8 years. This is the eighth year of it, new beginnings. So it was a terrible year for us. When I said, I was thinking, wow, Bob Jones called me. I've got this word. How cool is that? I'm going to be given the spiritual gift that's going to cut through these things. How great is that? Yeah, we went through a ministry split. I stopped getting speaking invitations. I got banned from speaking in the churches I helped start. My website got hacked. And on top of it all, that year we went $30,000 in debt. And it's actually common I don't want you to expect this at all. Believe me, don't expect this. But it is common and actually biblical sometimes when you're a forerunner when you go into something new that you get a lot of opposition. Think about David when Samuel the prophet anointed him to be king. He had to run for 10 years. It looked opposite first. Don't expect that. I never expect that. But I was still traveling. Here it is 2008, 2009, 2010. I'm still traveling to the live conferences and I'm trying to activate that internet calling word. The way you activate a word is you begin to do things. You begin to launch things. You begin to agree in prayer. Small things. Don't despise those small beginnings. But I was so exhausted in 2012, I was ready to give up on the vision. I couldn't get things started. I was called to start an online school of ministry. I couldn't get it started. But then God gave me a radical new strategy in 2012. In 2013, I was able to pay off the $30,000 in debt in 3 days. I kid you not. And it took a major mindset change for me and the way I do ministry. But today, here we are 3 years later, 3 to 4 years later, and we're debt-free as a ministry. And now we've totally realigned ourselves. We're an internet-based ministry with over 80% of our staff being virtual workers. I have an amazing team. And I'm always adding to it, by the way. I'll talk at the end about some team members we need to add. Then suddenly, my daily prophetic words, my monthly Spirit Connection webcast and blog begin to go all over the world using the internet. And we've been able to touch way more people than if I had stayed on my old strategy. In fact, most people I know that was on the road at that time started to get sick and some, things were, it was really rough. But, and I'm not knocking, I'm not judging anything. I'm just saying there's people who are called to something new. Not everybody is, but there's a lot of you out there that's called to something new. And as you let go of the past, you'll make room for God to give you the new strategy. Here is what God was showing me. I've been talking about this for a while, the intersection with radio, TV, and the internet. In the early 1920s, healing evangelist Amy Simple McPherson rocked the entire world with God's love and power. Now, this is a woman in the 20s. She was the first ever to actually start a Christian radio station. She was the first ever to actually radically impact the arts and entertainment industry in Hollywood. And she started the Four Square Foundation. She also used a cutting-edge media of that day, radio. And so her messages were able to go out and be spoken in a different language, but also delivered in a different media. Similarly, in the 1950s, God gave Rex Humbard, a pastor and healing evangelist who came up under Catherine Kuhlman's ministry, God gave Rex Humbard a vision to take. I remember him talking about this. I used to actually go to it. He was my first pastor in Akron, Ohio, and back in the 70s. And he used to talk about taking the gospel or the message of Jesus to Main Street. He started the very first Christian TV network, not just TV show, the network back in the 50s. Humbard influenced so many people in the entertainment industry because of his willingness to use media and be outside the box, that he was actually asked to officiate Elvis Presley's funeral. So, wow. Just as Amy Simple McPherson was able to use radio, Rex Humbard was able to use TV. Now, both of those medias are being used still, but they're not like, it's not like it's cutting edge. You get in there, there's a lot of stuff going on. But let me just tell you a little story about Jesus and the internet. And just as radio and television were used in the past, God is going to bring the new calling or anointing for the internet. And in Luke 5 that we talked about, Jesus actually did something similar. As he stood in the boat, the crowds gathered around, he stepped into Peter, James, and John's boat. He stepped into Peter's boat, and he went out just a little bit so that he could speak to the crowds. Now, I don't know if you realize this. This was a new way to broadcast a message to people. Standing on the water could have carried his voice better. Previously, speakers were limited to buildings and synagogues, but Jesus used a method of communicating to the common people so that they could hear him and understand him. Then he turned to the owners of those boats and said, "Put out to the deep water," right? The story I told you. And this is what's going on right now. I think it's very interesting that God's doing something new, and he's showing us how to supernaturally, first of all, find where the fish were located, and also the fact that the nets broke, right? We talked about that. But listen, God's releasing a new strategy for the internet, and he's calling us to do something different. And just like in John 21, they needed to cast the nets on the other side of the boat. God's calling us right now to fix the net because the internet has been used for the wrong things. It was not created. Think about it. When Jesus came for the first time, listen, this is a revelation God gave me. When he came for the first time, it said that the fullness of time had come. That means that the Romans had were ruling the world. They built roads everywhere and to connect everything, and they had one language, Greek. So it was actually used by God. What looked like evil, what was intended for evil, the Romans taking over the world, was used by God to plant churches and take the gospel message of Jesus all over the world. There was roads everywhere. There was one common language. I want to tell you right now, listen, it's the same today. There's the supernatural highway, or the superhighway of the internet, of the World Wide Web. It's like having one language, roads that go everywhere. Because of language translators, everyone in the countries are using the same things. You go there, they're using Facebook, they're using Amazon, they're using Google. All these things are very common because of translators. I'll go anywhere in the world, and people are coming up to me with their cell phones and showing me that my daily prophetic words or my monthly prophecies are translated in other languages right with a click of a button. We don't even have anyone doing it for us now. It's all automatic, and this thing is going, boy, the stretch of this is way deeper than you might realize. So there are angels and heavenly resources being released right now to prepare the damage from the internet. And it's also a time to get new strategies for the kingdom, not just, you know, for bringing people in, you know, to God's love that have been deeply rejected, but also to get a strategy for financial blessing, because this will cost. I mean, I'm serious. When you begin to do something new right now, it will cost money. That's what Bob Jones used to say all the time. I remember that. He's in heaven now, but well, he'd say, well, this new move of God that was coming, it was going to cost a lot of money because the people that we want to reach don't have any, or they've been wounded, or the things that we need to do. So this is the time over the next 2 months. Here's what the Lord said. Over the next 2 months, we've got March and April, tie up loose ends. These are things that God had called you to do previously. We're doing it right now. Time to get ready to cross over into new season after April. Just last week on February 26, I was driving and I saw in my car, I don't even remember driving after this, but the presence of God came in my car and I saw a giant golden door standing. It was shut, but it was a kingdom door that had not been open in a long time. It wasn't dirty, it was clean and everything, but it was like 3 miles high or so. And I got hit with the presence of God in my car, and then God spoke to me, and he says, the name of that door is 3:8, is Revelation 3:8. And my goodness, I was so blown away. I'm sorry, I cry every time I talk about this, because it was so awesome what I saw. And I knew what Revelation 3:8 is. And that Revelation 3:8 is for you too, for those who've been suffering, for those who've been rejected, for those who have been hidden or lost things. Revelation 3:8 is yours now. He says, I've seen your deeds, and I'm about to open a door that no one can shut. Wow. We're about to walk into a season. Now, over the last few weeks, I've been having revelation over my own life about the hooks in me and about the different things like that. I've been doing all these things to get purged. But, you know, I started noticing something in my life, because Revelation 3:8, that's March 8th. That's coming March 8th and 9th. And see, that coincides with the prophetic word I got at Yom Kippur, that March 9th something would happen. March 8th is also my birthday. And God has always done something for me on my birthday. First of all, starting in 1973 is when I came to Jesus for the first time. Then every 7 years, I've tracked this, something major happened. You know, I backslid. In 1980, I came back to Jesus, and, you know, for a while, went through some rejection. 1987, I always say, it's when I first came to Jesus for the third time, and I actually had a radical encounter that got me out of the occult. And 7 years later, these are seven-year intervals, 1973, 1980, 1987. 1994 is when I met my wife, Linda. We've been married 20 years now. We got married a year later, and we've been married 20 years. And 1994, I started a business, a computer networking business that has actually helped finance our ministry and our church plants for the first 10 years. And it was a strategy the Lord gave me. 7 years later, 2001, I actually got hit with Huntington's disease right around my birthday. I got healed a short time later. It was really tragic. It killed a lot of my family members. But that year, I joined John Paul Jackson. I also, began to move into my calling at a higher level. 7 years later, 2008, is when I actually went into a Job season, went into a time where at my birthday, these are all at my birthday, and I walked through 7 years of really trials and testing. Bob Jones called me to tell me it was an eagle's molting experience. But guess what? 2015, it was up. And sure enough, last year, I had a breakthrough. It actually started earlier in the year, but last Christmas, I began to have encounters since Christmas morning, seeing into the heavenly realm. I can't tell you the things that I'm seeing even, but I try to explain it to people, but sometimes I don't have words, but I just know that God is doing something. Now listen, from 1973 to 2015 was seven year cycles for me. So that's 49. This year, God spoke to me that this year at my birthday is my year of Jubilee. It's 50. I'm not 50 years old. I'm 57, if you do the math right. But this is my seventh, this is my eighth year happening on March 8th. 8th is new beginnings. I'm just saying something new is about to break open. I'm experiencing it. There's going to be even signs in the heavens. There's a solar eclipse happening that day. But anyway, I just want to encourage you that over the next few weeks to grab hold of what God's doing. It's not limited to that, but God's doing something new. I want to pray and activate this right now. God, we thank you for these words. God, I thank you for deep water. I thank you that you're going to show us how to mend our nets, whatever that might be in our own life, our own understanding, the things that need to be fixed or healed. I've been going through accelerated healing, and I'm expecting a full restoration of my health, a full restoration of everything I've lost, which is been a lot, and I don't even want to list it because I don't want to give glory to the enemy. I'm just saying that I'm going to get a restoration. I'm praying for you to activate this in your life right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Boy, I'm feeling the presence of God quite strong. My website, DougAddison.com. Check out my events page. This month I'm doing on March 19th a special training. If you want to get more into line with what God's doing right now, I'll do a special training called Destiny Dream Interpretation Online Intensive Workshop, and it's going to be it's 2.5 hours to 2 hours. Normally, I charge $37. You get the notes, you get the replay for 2 hours. I'm going to do 2.5 hours so that I can interpret more dreams. I do a training, but I do a strategic online. I have an online whiteboard that I use, and I diagram things, and I show you how I do it. It really will cause you to grow like never before. And over the next hour, after this webcast only, if you're listening to the recording, it doesn't count for you. But if you're listening live, we're going to put in the chat area a code that you can get $5 off, or a link, I think, that you can get $5 off for the next hour, so it'll only be $32 as an early bird registration. And anyway, consider donating to our cause at my website, DougAddison.com. Hit donate button. We do these things free. We do my free daily prophetic words. We do a lot of free stuff. And God also has given me, a strategy to do a lot of training that gets out there on the internet. Not everything's free. Try to keep things at a good cost and the best we can. But we're looking for people to partner with us as we're impacting Hollywood, as we're impacting people in the media, in music and media and arts and entertainment, and all over the world through the internet. And so I'm asking right now, I don't usually do this, but would you give into my birthday breakthrough offering? I don't ever do offering things like this, but I heard the Lord say this. This is my year of Jubilee. And if you give, the Bible just says, if you give to the work of a righteous man, you'll get the righteous man's reward. If you give to a prophet, you'll get the prophet's reward. So I just want to encourage you, hit the donate button or become a partner with us. And that would be great, because I believe God's going to really do something radical in your life. Also, on my website, if you go to DougAddison.com and go up to About, and you go down to Careers, or just type in DougAddison.com/jobs, We'll bring up our careers website if you want to come and join our team. We are looking for, I just posted this today, an online business manager. This is a virtual position, but it's someone to help us oversee a lot of our online. We have a really great online marketing group and that does our copyright and everything. And Jenny and that team is doing a really great job. And but what we need, I know some people freak out with that word marketing and stuff like that. Don't worry. But what we're looking for someone is to help take over and manage our projects for the web, our webmaster, our some of our online courses and things like that. Anyway, go check it out. Also, the Jedi Webmaster job. Still open. You know why? God told me that someone is not listening to his voice. That's what he told me. And I've been holding out. I mean, there's been some amazing people we've interviewed, and I've had to say no to them because I hear God, and I know he said there's a person who has been called to be part of this job as our Jedi webmaster, and they need to listen and respond to it. I've been willing to hold, waiting for the right person. Also, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Doug T. Addison, Instagram as well. The daily prophetic words are there. So, hey, we've got Pam in the chat room here, and she has actually already been giving me some dreams. Let me get a sip of water first. I'm going to try to do this without my glasses, and let's see what happens. I'll enlarge the screen as much as possible. All right, let's see what we have. Give me just a second. Pam's been she's been part of the team for a long time, and so glad that you are, and also from the rest of my team. And here we go. How do you receive more prophetic dreams and visions? Someone asked. You know, I've been pressing into God more. Well, actually, how do you receive more? Well, there's some different ways. There's things that you can do, and one is I usually put a pencil, paper and pencil next to my bed if I'm not receiving anything, and I promise that I'll write it down, because a lot of people are actually receiving them. In fact, that's what my webcast is going to be about, is how to open it up more. Most people that I've talked to and trained and coached in dreams, they have actually are already dreaming. They just don't know it. They're deja vu dreamers. The dream gets sealed away, and I can show you a couple things that you can do, but keep pressing in. Keep asking God to do it. It's nothing you can do on your own, really. You can position yourself, know his word, all those types of things. And I'm going to do an activation prayer, by the way, that people all the time tell me that something new happens. Here's another one. I struggle with finding community both in and outside the church. I don't feel that I fit in anywhere. How do I find my tribe? Good question. Well, with the internet. Now, I believe, listen, it's just right now, if you can be part of a local church, it's great. I really encourage it. You need people. Really, we need each other. Now, I'm not saying don't do an internet church, but you can, if you're having trouble locating a tribe, there are internet churches out there that you can join. I still recommend being part of something local so that you can be known, whatever, but keep searching. Depends on what is your tribe? What are you looking for? Because we're Enlight Connection is actually, we're forming our internet church again. We actually are officially an internet church, but we're forming that more. It won't be your formal stuff, you know, where we spend time in worship. That's why I want you to do things, on your own. But do some internet searches on it and see, you know, who is your tribe? Is it healing? Is your tribe prophetic? Because, you could actually listen to part of the Bethel school. I mean, part of the Bethel in Reading. They stream. There's so many out there that stream. Start there and see if there's anything local. And maybe you can start something local. Here's another one. My old dreams are actually about stuff happening in my life right now. Is this common? Yes, it is. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because almost every time for me, anyway, when I go back and find a dream, it's usually 9 months later, like a baby, like a pregnancy of a baby. It's 9 months later that it starts to unfold. Very common to be about 9 months to a year later. That's great that you have that. Means you're a prophetic dreamer. Here's another question. Last year, I had reoccurring earthquake dreams, and now I'm having hurricane dreams. The dreams are so real. Could these be related to my destiny? Well, it's a tough one because, you know, it depends on if you dream in reality or not. But my take on this is that this is symbolic. If it were a dream, what would it mean right now? It doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a hurricane or a tornado, but or an earthquake. But let me tell you, yes, if you're having reoccurring hurricane dreams, that's the wind of change coming. And previously was the earthquake. God was shaking things. He was going to shake everything, which he's been shaking things right now. People misunderstood that word. They thought it was the big one and like we're going to have a financial crash back last September. And it wasn't true. It wasn't that at all. They go too far with the word. Yes, he's shaking things, but it's to get our attention. It's to get us back into line with what he wants. And there's a hurricane dream that you're having right now has to do with the wind of change coming. If you want to, you can Google Doug Addison, Wind of Change. I've written a blog on it probably. I think I did from last year. Here's another one. I'm stuck in a rut in my career. I have trouble making transition because I get hung up on the what ifs. And I guess it's what ifs, and the negative fear. Well, fear is not from God. And it could be your personality style that you don't like change, but you want to take authority over fear because fear is a spirit. You know, God did not give you a spirit of fear. So we just break that right now. Anyone who's suffering with fear of moving into a new season. See, if you stay in the old, I have been talking to so many people. If you stay in the old right now, see, this is the attack. Fear is trying to get you to stay in the old, not to move to the new. The enemy right now, the plan of the enemy on people is to get you to stay in the old because the enemy has you in the old. He has you in fear. But when you move into the new things that God has for you, then you're going to move into a new level of authority, a new level of anointing right now. It's going to stop things from hemorrhaging in your life. I just say this, move forward. Take something. Now, you'll have to pray about it. It's not exactly for everybody, but it's a lot of people right now. Here's another question. Can you explain how you take communion daily? Yes, I can. I do it every day, but I bought those little disposable communion cups. You know, I get them on Amazon because I was always struggling with having the juice and the bread and stuff, and we don't even have bread in our house. We're gluten free, and even though I'm gluten free, I use gluten Jesus, and I take a communion, those little cups, and what I do is I pray over those cups when there's an anointing, or each day I set it next to my Bible or my computer as I'm doing my quiet time, and I wait for God's presence or whatever. Or you don't have to be that holy, just do it. Do it out of faith. And so I pray. Here's what I pray is. You know, the Bible is really clear. It says, ask and you will receive. Most people aren't asking with details. And so I ask every day for the healing of all my stuff. I have gut issues that they've diagnosed, H. pylori. They've diagnosed these things. I'm not receiving them, but I pray over bacterial infection and parasites that I got in Africa. And then I pray over the mold stuff that has been coming against me and the multiple chemical sensitivity, Lyme disease. I pray over the hormonal imbalances, every imbalance in my body. Then I take the body of Christ in me. And then the blood of Jesus it's just not for the remission of the sins. It's for the healing of your body because the body is sick right now. The body of Christ is. That's how I do it. You could do it any way you want. Just do it. It's what I recommend. Here's someone asking, I'm seeing 6-16 everywhere for over a year. And I because my birthday is June 16th. So does that refer to June 16th, 2016? Yes, it does. Just like my birthday this year, 3-8, I was seeing 3-8. In fact, this morning, I woke up at 3-8, believe it or not. 3-0-8, and I got up. My birthday's coming. Yes, you're going to see a breakthrough on your birthday. Watch for that, something to shift. Here's another question. I know I'm called to do something, but I've been prophesied over, yet I have no idea what it is. My clients have left, and I don't know what to do. Well, okay, so you're called to do something, but you don't know what to do. Here's what I want you to do. Do anything. Well, not quite, but Do if you don't know what your something is, do something that you know how to do right now to move you into the new season. Again, this is that season word I've been telling you. You're in an old season that's bleeding you dry. Walk away and move into something new. Apply for a new job. Go outside of your realm right now. Everybody, listen, if you've been in a lost season, if you've been in a spiral, if things have dried up on you, dry bones are going to come to life right now. And whether you know the new thing or not, I highly recommend that you take a step towards the new, even if you don't know what it is. In other words, what I'm trying to say, take a step out of the old. And do something right now. Apply for different jobs. Get some income. Do something right now and see what happens. All right. I'm seeing this everywhere. People have overextended their stay and the enemy is messing with you. And it's not so much the new that is the problem. It's staying in the old that's the problem, because that's where the enemy has us, is in the old. He gets us discouraged and everything. Okay. Here's a dream. Do a couple of dreams right now. My kids have been dreaming a lot about zombies. What does this mean? Well, it could be an attack coming, but also you could, it's in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now. I have a chapter on, I don't know how old they are. You know, if they're younger kids, it would be different. But the older kids that are having, or, you know, the teenagers, and they're drawn to zombies and vampires and things like that, it's actually, even your younger kids, it's a prophetic sign of this move of God coming in the outcast, because the zombies are the undead. They're the ones who they grew up in church. They were the ones who, this is a prophetic view of it. It's like a parable. They've been around things, but that doesn't work for them anymore. They're kind of dead, but they're going to have a zombie apocalypse very soon. We're going to have a revival. A move of God is coming, and I really believe that it's going to look like that. It's going to look crazy, like the hippies did back in the 70s in that last move. All right, here's another one. I dreamed that Doug Addison was mentoring me, and he asked when my birthday was, which was May 12th, and I felt it was significant. Here we go. This is the birthday year. I would probably bet that you can count on your birthday this year to get blessed, you know, to get something shift over you, and watch that happen. And just like May 12th, 6/12, 6 and 12, wow, those are two good numbers. And God's going to do something new in you right now. Here's another dream. I was in India, and very colorful scarves were being layered and placed on me. Now, I don't know if you have a connection to India or not, and I don't know if that dream means this, but you're getting an anointing or an authority for something, whether it's in India or not. Maybe it's to pray for India, or it's an anointing to go to India. I'm not sure. But these things are anointings being laid upon you right now for something new. And you don't have to go to a country. Remember the internet. Remember short-term missions. Remember things like that. I've never been to India. But I pray that other people go. Not that I don't want to go. I just don't. I don't feel called right now. And if you go somewhere you don't feel called, it's dangerous. So you want to be careful with that too. All right, here's another dream. I was sitting in my car in a driveway of a house in the middle of a hurricane, and I tried to get out of my car to get to safety, but the hurricane was too strong, and I was woke up shaking. Again, that's the wind of change that's coming right now. It's going to blow things out, you know, into the new. It's going to reposition things, and we're going to see something amazing happen as a result. Here's another dream. I was in a bar at closing time, and I went to a Christian fellowship party where no one wanted to leave. And I tried to leave, but I couldn't, and it felt really peaceful. Well, you know what? It reminded me of a prophetic word I remember Bob Jones saying. One of the last times I talked to him on the phone, I think, I don't remember exactly, but he said something. I said, Bob, you know, you getting anything? And he said, yeah, this. He said that bars are about to become churches, and churches are about to become hospitals. And I was thinking, wow, that's really profound. And that's kind of like your dream. It reminded me of that, is that our first church that we planted in 98 was a church in a bar, and we had it. It wasn't a bar, but it was in a strip of bars, but it looked like one. It looked like a club, and I tell you, I'm ready to do something along those lines. If you go over to Europe or England or the UK, you know what? It's not a big deal to do church in a pub, stay for a pint. It's the U.S. because in the United States, we were founded by the Puritans. That's why the East Coast tends to be more uptight than the West Coast. But it doesn't mean that we can't reach out to people. We can't be afraid. You know, I really believe that we need to do things in moderation. We need to be able to step out, not be afraid. Yeah, be careful. If you get tempted, then, you know, don't do it, but don't judge people who do, because God's about to do something now, and the peace of God is going to rest on this. Boy, I feel it just like in your dream. Wow, it's amazing. Here's another. I have a reoccurring dream about a brown sand tornado, and each dream is significant, but they all each dream is different. Excuse me, but they all involve tornadoes. Tornadoes are a time, you know, of turmoil. And that's where we are right now. We are in a time of turmoil where God is shaking things in our lives. I've been walking through it. You know, that's the pruning time. It's and things like that. Don't be surprised, because God's going to use this to really shift things over people. And that's why we have to get rid of fear. We have to be in the right place. You know, some people say to me, aren't you afraid to live in San Francisco? Or, excuse me, I used to live in San Francisco. Aren't you afraid to live in Los Angeles? And they tell me, they remind me of the prophetic word that William Branham spoke over L.A. that would be underwater at the eight when his son, Billy Bob, is an old man, and his son Billy Bob sure is an old man right now. And you know what I say? I am not afraid at all, because God called me here. And you know what? Where God calls you is the place you need to be. I drive to work every day. I work out on, I'm right off of Venice Beach, and when I drive to work, I see entering tsunami hazard zone. And I always remind God, you know what? Hey, the one you love's here. You know, and God will hold things back for the sake of those with faith to do it. And we actually, many of us that are doing things out on the cutting edge, whether it's West Coast or not, are actually holding things together. It's our faith. God would save it for one person. He would do it. And that's what he's doing right now. So I just want to say that that with this tornado thing and all these earthquakes and hurricane things, is that God's calling us to do something new, but don't get hung up in fear. Here's one. I look out of my window and I see my oldest daughter grooming a white horse, and she's smiling at me. I don't know if the horse is smiling or your daughter, but that's really good, because horses represent power and authority. White is the holiness, so your daughter's about to step into new, more power, more authority. Here's another dream. I was in a hotel at work meeting with my old bosses, and we took a plane to Singapore, and we crossed the street, and I was left behind. And it began to rain, and my best friend covered me with an umbrella. Now, I don't know if you have a connection to Singapore or not, but this is showing you that your old bosses were there. That's the context of this dream. God is going to move you into a new season. And this is really important. It's very similar to the prophetic words I'm releasing right now. If you stay in the old, you're going to get left behind. But you're going to, as you begin to go into the new, the rain represents the Holy Spirit, and your best friend's going to cover you. There's going to be, your best friend's the Lord. Jesus is your best friend, and you're going to be covered if you know, as you begin to move into the new things. Here's another one. I'm in this dream. A prophet told me that I had been waiting for a farm, and it's harvest time. And that was 7 months ago. Wow, wow, wow. Well, guess what? Give it 9 months, two more months, and we're going to see the winds of change really start to hit. And we are really going to start to see the movement. We're starting to see some of it already. Remember the two moves of God. One of them is in the church first, and the second is going to be the outside the box. Get ready. I heard the Lord say, ready or not, here I come. We've got 2 months to tie up loose ends, to do things. I know that I'm doing that. I want to finish my Hearing the Voice of God 365 online activation school. I want to get some things in place that I've been working on for a while. And those things, we want to tie up the loose ends of things we know. Or if you're in an old season, you want to move out and realign. It is time to realign. That means position yourself in the right place. Whether you have to leave a place or not, I'm not sure. But position yourself. Right now, I'm positioning myself for more revelation. I notice it comes at 3 and 4 a.m., so I have to go to bed at 8 o'clock right after Wheel of Fortune with some of the other seniors, and I'm not a senior. But I go to bed at 8 o'clock to position myself so that I'm not exhausted. And I'm positioning myself right now in all these new things. I want to invite you to do the same. Hey, all right, don't forget about the webinar, the Dreams and Destiny Dream Interpretation webinar, and we'll have the link up right now in the chat room. And thanks to my whole team, that's Pam and Jenny and Jason and the whole team. I can't remember everyone's names at the moment, but for helping us with this. But you can get $5 off for the next hour. Also, my daily prophetic words on my website, DougAddison.com. Get them delivered to you. Follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Reach out, tell someone, get encouraged, do something new, step out of the old, because God's radically moving right now, and we want to be in agreement with that. So God, we pray that you would open these things up right now in a greater way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you guys. See you on the internet.